Shir Pei Zion, Yom Dalet, Parshas Tetzave.
Lamas and the Tosfos. Hare Eilu Ne'eman. The Mishnah steht in der Reiche, Kshein Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Imokri Macher. Shnu. Kshein Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Imokri Macher. They're never to say, Ksav Yodeinu Ze, Aval Anusi Moinu, Ktani Moinu, Psuleidu Soinu. The Baal is not Boru. Shnu. If Tesis is going to Lishne Kame or Tesis is going to Lishne Basre, we'll have to see. But Tesis is going for sure in the Reish of the Mishneh. And Tesis is asking a Kasha. Vim Toimar Lomo Neemonim Vomigu Bemokim Eidimu. The Anansadi Shelo Yoyu Anusim Velo Ypsule Eidus. The Lekamon Amrine and the Trey Vetrey Ninu. The Lekamon Amrine and the Trey Vetrey Ninu. So Tesis is asking a kasha. Why they believed in the Reisha Bemigu? That they could say, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Ktanim Apsuleinu Soinu. Frek Teisves, it's a Migu Neged Eidim. Why it's Migu Neged Eidim? So Teisves brings a raya from the Gemara in the Futesa Mudbeis, that the Gemara in the Futesa Mudbeis calls it Trey V'Trey. The Gemara in Yutesamud Beis calls it Trey V'Trey. What is the Gemara in Yutesamud Beis? And the Brice in Yutesamud Beis state, Shnayim achsuim al ashtar v'meisu v'shnayim in ashuk v'omru yodanu shekzav yodomu aval anusim ktanim psuleidus harilu ne'emonim v'im ish'edim shekzav yodomu or shekzav yodomu yitzam mokim acher ein eilu ne'emonim. And the Gemara says, umakbinen bei v'amai Trey V'Trey ninu. So state in the Gemara that if you have a shtar mekuyo, and two Eidim come and say, Ktanim Anusim, it's Trey V'Trey. Where is the Trey V'Trey? You have a shtar, the shtar is Mekuyam. And two Eidim come and tell you, Einachanami, the shtar is Mekuyam. But the Eidim that signed, the Ktanim, Psuleyedus. So the Gemara says, it's Trey V'Trey. Why? Two say Ktanim, and the shtar says not. So state that the shtar is like two Eidim. The shtar is like two Eidim that say that they're not Ktanim. The shtar is two Eidim that say that they're not Ktanim. The shtar is two Eidim that say that they're not Anusim and they're not Psulei Eidus. So the shtar has a koyach of two Eidim. So while the shtar has a koyach of two Eidim, Frek Teisves, so now that they say, Ktanim ha'inu, anusim ha'inu, psulei edus ha'inu, b'migu, that they could have not said ksav yodeinu, omer, it's a migu neged eidim. It's a migu neged eidim. Because the shtar himself says that the ktanim, the shtar himself says that they're not ktanim, that they're not anusim, and they're not psulei edus. So it's a migu neged eidim. This is Tesis' discussion. Now let me gain that. This Tesis is a lot of the Yesoides of Shtores. It's a kalachta Tesis, but if we buy it, step by step. First, Rav Kiva Eger fragt der Kasha. Why Tesis is in the Yud Ches Amud Beis, state in the Mishnah that they believed in a Migu, Shver Gemore, what is the Pshat, or state that you believed in a Migu, fragt Tesis, it's a Migu neged Eidim, and who said that it's Eidim? State in Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the Shtar is Mekuyim, and two Eidim come and say, Ktanim Anusim Psulei Eidus, it's a Trey V'Trey. So So steht in, if it's three with three, how Migu helps? Frag the Begibe Eger, why to stand in Daf Yud Ches? To ask the Kasha, it's Migu neged Eidim. And who told you that it's Eidim, it's Muchach, and Yud Tes Amud Beis? Ask the Kasha, direct is Yud Tes Amud Beis? Steht in der Reishe, in der Preis, in Yud Tes Amud Beis, im Ksav Yodam Yoitzam im Okim Acher, im Eng Ksav Yodam Yoitzam im Okim Acher, Shtayim Achzim al Ashtar Vemeisu. ובואו שתיים ואומרו, יודענו שכסב יודענו, אבל שכסב יודום, אבל הנוסים קטנים, אם אין כסב יודום יועצים מוקים אחר, הרי אילו נאמונים. אם כסב יודום יועצים מוקים אחר, אינם נאמונים, תרי ותרי. שתיתן דרישה, דנף אין כסב יודום יועצים מוקים אחר, דעדים דצה, יודענו שזה כסב יודום, אבל קטנים היו, הנוסים היו, כן, העדים שתיים שחסו בה לשתיו ומייסו, ובואו שתיים ואומרו, יודענו שכסב יודום הוא זה, אבל קטנים הנוסים סולאינו, אם אין כסב יודום יועצה נאמונים, דעה ומיגו, כסב יודום יועצה תרי ותרי, אבל אין כסב יודום נאמונים, מיגו נגד העדים, אז תקשה, יתס עליהם. In the same price state that in the safer you're not believed. Why? Because the star is mekuyim. It's a trei v'trei. And of them steht in the reishe, and them steht in the reishe that you are believed. So steht in the reishe that you are believed. So what? You learn here. So you taste migu neged edim. It's muchach later that the star is mekuyim. It's edim. So why? Basically, what is going on here in the Mishnah Chayzer Magid? Why have to go into all this balagan here? It's Yochayzer Magid. As a simple, a clean question, and you test them with based in the first price part of the price state that the Enks of Yodam they believe they have a migu, they will never make the star, and the same state of Yodam Yotze they not believe it's and again trei v'trei. The star says the loike divrayim. Frank Taisa Kasha, why the Reisha you believe? Migu neged Eidim. Frank Nav Kiveiger, why Taisa is here? Kilu, Arankich Ta Kasha from Yud Tes Amud Beis. And Rav Kiveiger answers. Zog Nav Kiveiger, if you would ask the Kasha in Yud Tes Amud Beis, Taisa would answer in Yud Tes Amud Beis that it's not a Kasha. Why? And the Reisha, what happened? Eidim signed on the star and they died. Come to Eidim and say, Zek Sav Yodom, Aval, Anusim, Psuleidus, if Enks of Yodam Yoitza they believe, they have a bigu, they could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. Ks of Yodam Yoitza did not believe, Trey Vetrey. So we're asking, if in the safest Trey Vetrey, why in the Reisha they believe it's bigu neged Eidim? The answer is very simple. In the Reisha, what you have? A Shtar says that they're not Ktanim. Two Eidim say that they're Ktanim. So you have Trey Vetrey, and Migu helps the second Kas. So maybe trei v'trei, the migu helps them to win the edim. And the reisha, the star, the edim died. So the star says they're not ktanim. The edim say yodanu sheksav yodam aval ktanim. So it's a trei v'trei. That's what the Gemara says. Ksav yodam yoytze a trei v'trei. For now, they have a migu. For example, it's a migu neged edim. Say that. But the edim are saying now that the ktanim. The migu is misayetz in the edim. By us, Dr. Rabbi Veiger, it's no edim. Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achayzer Umagit. And the Reisha, Rabbi Kiveiger learns, it's Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achayzer Umagit. Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achayzer Umagit. If it's Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achayzer Umagit, Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achayzer Umagit, so b'meile, they only believe Zok Rabbi Kiveiger because they have a migu. This is the old Rabbi Kiveiger that said that the only reason you believed in the Reisha is because of migu. But it's against Eidim. You don't have Eidim to Messiah. They can't Messiah. They're Achayzer Umagit. You can't count them again. They signed already, they're out. They have a migu. But on a migu, they're not aiding. This is the plan of Rav Kiveiger. So by us, it's a migu neged aiding. For taste, it's migu neged aiding. Doesn't work. And you test them with base, you write that it's migu neged aiding. But it's aiding messiah to the migu. This is the chap of Rav Kiveiger. The Val will only say to Rav Kiveiger. You have to know the Marasho and the Maram Shifir did not learn like Rav Kiveiger. But that is very hard, the cheshbonos, the one I'm leaving the Marasho and the Maram Shif. We'll go with the, maybe some hold that it's not just a kasha. Rabbi Kiveiger and Maram Shif and Marasho learned that this is a kasha. You learn Yudches, you bring Gemara and Yudches, you ask a kasha and Yudches. Do everything in Yudches, Mesudar, and it's a glatte kasha. It's a glatte kasha. Not so, it's not a glat. Different places in Shas, Tesis will also mention this question. And every time the kasha sticks to the Mishnah. It's a glatte kasha in Yudches. It's a glatte kasha in Yudches. and no chayzer magid, and no questions what tesis means. I'm glad. Ma'ish no reisha, ma'ish no seifa. Aber azay bechol mekoyim shteit in tesis. Now, tesis proved the bell. Back to tesis kasha. So tesis asking a kasha, why you believed in the reisha? It's a migu neged edim. It's a migu neged edim. How you know that it's edim? Shteit in yutesa mutbeis that it's edim. Benzim and our Mishnah also state that it's Eidim and the Sefer. And he stated, you're not never to say Ketanim Reinu. Why are you not never to say? Because the Shtar says that it's not Ketanim. But we don't have the words so stark that it's Eidim. But the Ma'i says, Mevur in the Mishnah, that you're not believed to say that Ketanim Anusim Psule Eidus. Moshe, when Reb Chaim brings down his Eidus, our Gemara, he says, Mevur, but if you chesam mudbeis, that the Shtar says that it's not Ketanim. Mikol Mokoyim, Tesis asks a Kashe, that it's Migu Neged Eidim. And Shtar is the Eidim. Why Shtar is the Eidim? Where is the Eidim in the Shtar that say that they're not Ketanim, not Anusim, not Psule Eidus? I'm coming to Beis Din and there's a Shtar against me, that Reuven owes Shimon money, and there's a Shtar. I have a Migu, I could have not Mekayim the Shtar. Believe me that they're Ketanim, believe me that they're Anusim, believe me that they're Psule Eidus. So Ketesves, Ma'abaya, the Mishnah says, I'm believed. But it's a migu neged edim. Where is the edim? State in Yutes Amud Beis that it's edim. Because even if two edim will say now that the psulim, that the ktanim, the gemara calls it trei v'trei. So b'meila, it's a migu neged edim. Where is the edim, Take? I want to explain. Ari be'emes, fulun shtores. This is the first thesis in Shas that deals with the problem. The haidu. When I take out a shtar, I want to explain, you owe me money. I have two people sign that you owe me money. So, I know, it's two signatures. Maybe the guys were forced to sign. Maybe the babies. Maybe it's Mizuyev. Maybe the Koivim. So, okay, so it's a stomach. It's a stomach. So maybe a stomach is also shtar. It's enough to be Moitzi Momen. From that, yes, we can't clear what it exactly, how it could work. Over here, the first time Thesis and Shas came and said, it has a din like Eidus Bruro that they're not Psulim, Eidus Bruro that they're not Ktanim, so right, Frektesis, so even if it's a Migu, of a Migu Neged, Migu Neged Eidim, like Me'ani. So Ktesis, who said to ask such a question? Maybe it's very stark, but Mishkin is also as a stark. So Ktesis, the Gemara says that even if two Eidim will walk into the room and they will say Ktanim Anusim Psule Eidus, we will not believe them. So Al Kochach, it's mamish like Eidim. So here Tesis was Meyaseh, that when I collect with the Shtar, it's not only a stomach, as Eidos, mi stomach, it has a koyach of Eidim. So right, that the Gemara says in New Testament base that it's trei v'trei, the male Tesis is telling a kasha by us, why it's not migu neged Eidim. Don't see the way Arayin zog the Tesis. So Tesis here is mechadash that it's Eidim. Why it's taka Eidim? Where is the Eidim? Where is the Eidim? Where's the Eidim? Where's the Eidim? Where's the Eidim? So there's two ways to... Well, where's the Eidim? No? Where's the Eidim?
Same way your blind is $200.
$200 says 200. Says Nishin Shleim HaKoyen Gadol. The Shaila is if he's a cousin or not. Shaila if he's a kid. He's a kid. His same name also. Everyone was a kid once. Doesn't say the age. Reuven signed. He took two kids and they signed. He went to two kids and he took them and they signed. I understand. Mistame does not mistame. All this is good. Tesis has only one Gemara. You test them with base. There's only one Gemara in Shas. Till Rav Kiveya says, you know what? Wait till you test. Ask the Kasha. Don't ask it here. There's only one Gemara. That state clothed as Mamash like Eidim. Now, we have two Avonis. The words of Tesis is, look at the words of Tesis. Vim Teimar. The Anansadi Sheloi Hoyu Anusim. Anansadi. So when you see the Tesis Sarosh, you could come to a pshat, and maybe that the Tesis Sarosh learned. It's Anansadi. What is the Anansadi? So the Tesis Sarosh, if you saw, puts it in brackets. The Gemara says in the end of the page, the one line before the end. Bishnah Psuleidus Malve Gufa Meikorem Meidak Dayek. It's a chazoka that a person doesn't ketanim nami chazoka in chesim al hashtar elim kenasa begodl. Last question. As I say in the Gemara, so the Tesis HaRosh brings anan tzadi chazokas. Chazoka. The Rosh also says it. Nemo to his Tesis V'sim, and it's in the Hemshech Gemara, it's in Simen Yud Gimel. I read a shtickle from his Lashon, but we'll see him close. He says, "Dehem zman ashtar, aval bi she'elu meidim aleim shem psulim, have kilu shnayim acheri meidim aleim she'ekshayim, dechazoke demal veloy machti meidim psulim al shtoroi, vehach chazoke chashive ke'edim." Clearer words. Vehach chazoke chashive ke'edim. Again, what we don't understand, where's the chazoke? That doesn't matter. So ishtein digimor. And I will have the tzus of the Gemara. Aber azay zok de rosh. The hachazoke chashiv ekeidim. Azay shtey. Tei sa rosh bayos chazoke mal v'meidak daik. And chazoke nuchsim al ashtar alim kenase begodl. And the loshon harosh. Chashiv ekeilu shnayim acherim meidim aleim shem ksheirim. So the rosh and tei sa rosh say these words. Aber it's very shvelte to learn like that. And I will explain why. First, I understand that there's a chazoke that I'm not makriv machzim kroivim. If you owe me money and I'll make two people to sign under the chuppah, you check that they're not kroivim. So mistomer, the two people to sign are not kroivim. Mistomer, they didn't take two little kids. But at the time that I took a gun and I made two people to sign, there's no chazoke. You're right. All the chazoke behechsher nase means, the Moshe Lishmo. How we know the shtar is Lishmo beget? Chazoke behechsher nase. Mention, machen gut. Ganovim is a tzad of Ganovim. So what do you say? Achzuki in shebegam ve leim achzikin and also achazoke. Rechotzi finish the ziyuf and also achazoke. It's interesting. Teisa Rosh and the Rosh Taka didn't speak about the Anusim. I don't know why. Maybe they have a reason that they didn't speak about the Anusim. Maybe they had a reason that they didn't speak about the Anusim. We managed to get in the end. Well, they didn't speak about the Anusim. But our thesis talks about the Anusim. Yeah? Our thesis talks about the Anusim. When Teisa Rosh asked the Kasha, he said, maybe Ktani, maybe Psulei Eidus. How you believe to say Ktani Psulei Eidus? It's against a Chazoke, it's against an Ansadi. Teisa Rosh Mishuma didn't ask him Anusim. But maybe in the end we'll be Miyash. But Teisa Rosh and the Rosh said, it's a Chazoke. I'm saying it makes sense with Ktanim, it makes sense with Psulei Eidus, that Mistoma Behechsher Nase. But the Tzadar is a Ganev, where is the Chazoke? One Eore. Second Eore. So it's a Chazoke? Freg de Pnei Yeshua, Eidim are not believe against a Chazoke. How a Chazoke could raise itself so stark to be like Eidim? לא ימוצוסי, רב שמעון אומר זאת, בשומוקים בשס, שחזוק את יעלימו כעדים, that will be tray ותרי, נשנוע זה זכן שס. אחזוק אין שבגן ולא ימחזקים הם. But if I said that you're a gun, if I'm עדים, believe or not, עבד. עדים say that someone killed. חזוק את the people don't kill. But if it's עדים, it's עדים. And the חזוק that a person doesn't kill is not less than a person taking a shtar, right? עדים come and say, that's in ישגידן. And you say that it never happened. Why did not believe? Chazoke could be so stark. And not only that, Tesis in Yutesa Mudalef declares, Hoche mashma de lo yamrin el migu b'mokim chazoke. See the first line, Yutesa Mudalef. We'll get to that. Hoche mashma, it's Eidim. Migu negin chazoke, it's a sofek and shas. He's going to tzad, why Migu doesn't help? We get to the Gemara, he's speaking about the Chazok of Rish Lakish. Sh'edim l'chizim al-elon g'nasa begodl. You told me it's Edim. Hochem ma'ashma teisa sekashe, bo bebasr b'yav esofek. This is a Chazoke? You up-leveled this Chazoke, you made it like Edim, l'fir yotu esarosh. So zok teisa, mikan ma'ashma, that Migu never helps against Chazoke. Our Chazoke is a different kind of Chazoke. It's ma'amish Edim. It's ma'amish Edim l'chazoke here. Chazoke is ma'amish Edim. So again, to make it clear. The reason people learn that it's a chazoke is because they have the Loshon HaTesfis Anon Tzadi. They have the Teisa Rosh that says chazoke. And the Rosh himself in Siman Yud Gimel says, Vehach chazoke chashive ke'edim. It's kimat mefurash. That it means chazoke. And the chazoke makes it. Now the kashus on that is, first, where's the chazoke that he was not ma'anis people, ve'esach nisht? Pnei Yeshua says, lo yishomanu that chazoke is the level of Eidim. And Tesis in Yutes says, me'oche mashma, if Migu doesn't help in our sugya, Migu negit chazoke lo yamrinen. Aval, Migu negit Eidim lo yamrinen. It's the level of Eidim here. This is the Baya. B'meile, came Reb Chaim and Sefer, and Be'etzem, it's a Rashi and Yutes Amud Beis. Rashi says, Trei V'Trei. Rashi says it's a Trei V'Trei. Where is the Trei V'Trei? Lefi the Rosh, the first Trei is the Chazoke, and the second Trei is the people that say, Anusim. The first Trei is the Chazoke, the Nenat Ketanim. Rashi says, look in the last Rashi, Yutes Amud Beis. Trei Ninu, Eide Ashtar Beis. Ve'elu Beis Eidim Me'idim Aleim Shepsulim. The Eidim from the Shtar are made that the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. We don't know what it means. Oh, I want to read the words of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Ilchis Eidus. Chazoi Nuchzim Al-Ashtar Nasa Be'ekshar. Vochenami Yo'eidim Me'idim Deleke Be'ashtar Apsul Shenimtza Emkor Be'posu. Eidim Achzim Al-Ashtar Nasa Be'ezim Vechazoi Nuchzim Al-Ashtar Ve'havi Kichol Psulim Be'almed Al-Anusim Psul Eidus Ve'ktani De'mevuer Be'ksubes De'dinoi Shel Ashtaru De'eidim Achzim Be'nichlolim Be'edusom Shenasa Be'kashos. More mefurish in the Chazanish and the Gilyoynes Milchis Geirushin. ודינו למחשב כאילו הם עצמו מעידו שאין בשטר זה פסול וכל זה גזר הסטוס הוא בהכשר השטורס אף שאין הדובר באמס במציאס חזניס זה תו שר וזהו גזר הסטוס הוא בדינו לשטורס אבל פי שאין הדובר כן במציאס באמס they said זאת אומרת, אידו שבשטר זה דין אידו שבשטר We'll explain it in the Hemshech Blin Eda. I just want first to have the Tutzdodim. Be'etzem Advorim Mefuroshim and Tesis that Yutesa Mudbeis. What would be if it's a Shtar and two Eidim come and say, not Psule Eidus Hoyu. Listen. Shh. Two Eidim come and say, not Psule Eidus Hoyu. The two Eidim come and say, they're psulim now. He's a brother. Not he was psul, he's a brother. So it's trei v'trei or not? Again. Reuven signs a shtar that two people owe money. Reuven signs a shtar that Shimon owes money to Levi. Come and say, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, he can't sign. It's trei v'trei or not? Trei v'trei or not? Zog tesis yutesimut beis. For sure, it's not trei v'trei. What would be if two eidim say that someone killed someone, and two eidim come to beis and say the guy is a ganef, he's a posel eidus. So it's not called trei v'trei. A person can say that he's kosher. Only b'shtar that they say that then they were posel, and now they're kosher. They're not nemon, because the shtar says that he was kosher. But if they made now on the person zog tesis yutesimut beis, avada de nemon. So here I want to be madgish to you. The Rosh and Simon Yud Gimel, and we'll get to it. The Rosh says like this. Kosvu ha-teisves. The davka sho'ibrim su'le'idus hoyu. Aval me'idim aleim achshov. Arikeven she'me'idim ala odom atzmoi, ein ze trei v'trei. Sha're'ilu odom bo lebeizdin ve'me'id olof ze trei v'trei. And the Rosh says, ve'ein oi nochoin. No one has made that he's a kosher. We have a chazoke. It's weiter trei v'trei. Here's the machlekes, the Rosh and Simon Yud Gimel. The Rosh says Even the bit when I come and say someone is a ganav avada, it's not trei v'trei, because he said I can't say that it's kosher. But b'shtar, he's never the one that says that it's kosher. The chazaka says that it's kosher. If the chazaka says that it's kosher, man of kamin, if I say he was posul, or he is posul, man of kamin. Mashenk and Teisvis learned, it's a din edus that they made at the kosher. And b'meile, if it's negat to the past, it's trei v'trei. If they made at them today, it's not trei v'trei. Mikol Mokoy. We have two avonis in Teisves. Why it's called that we have Edim? Why it's called that we have Edim? It's called that we have Edim, Achazoke, Meir Achazoke, Anansadi, Chazoke Anansadi, Azaiti Gezach, that is made that we have kosher Edim. When Azay is Mashma in the Rosh and Teisus HaRosh, we'll have to Meyash of them, Ari Loi Shomanu Kaze Davar, and we have with Reb Chaim, the Chazanish, and it's Loshen Rashi, and it's Be'etzim Teisves, that the Edus Shebeshtar is Medin Edus, that the Shtar is the Edus, that it's kosher. Now, I want to explain, if you want take it to build shtoros, to know shtoros good, I'm asking the Avon is not clear, what is this din edus exactly? We have to leave it to the side, what is it? Samach mishtois for us. But we have to divide boyois, the two tzdodim that we have lefoneinu. One side is that the trei that say that the shtar is kosher is a zaitike trei, it's the chazoke. So the Rosh says it doesn't make a difference if I'm talking on the Edim or not. And anyway, I don't have Edus. It's a Din Chazoke. So Meir is on the Rosh, it's even Yud Gimel, Alam Olam Olam Chazoke. And Teisus and Rashi learn Trei V'Trei. Teisus, the Rosh, every time when he brings the Gemara on your test, he calls it Anan Tzadi Chazoke. Rashi says Trei, Trei Edim Shebeshtar. Advorim Mefuroshim even more in Teisus Rit. The Teisus Rit is Be'etzem, and if you give it your test, but it's printed in the new Gemaras in Chof Amud Beis, the first Teisus Rit in Chof Amud Beis. He says, "Ukeiru kimu sadi de shtore kadmona," like the Edim of the Shtar here, "Ve'omru gdoili moinu, rechoiki moinu, lo yoinu anusim." They could say, they say on themselves from the past, it's not a problem. Again, but this is what the Teisus Rit said. Ve'habile trei v'trei. So it's clear. Ke'ilu have a kamono ve'meidim lefonono, and they're saying us, this kind of edus. Lo yoyinu ktanim, lo yoyinu gdoilim, lo yoyinu anusim. It's a edus. It's a edus. And the Teisus Rosh nusach is anders. So all of the achroinim, like we said, it's muchach and yutes and teisves. Teisves is going al derech Reb Chaim, al derech the Chazanish, that it's a din edus shebashtar, not the zaiti kechazoke that tells me that, no, the din edus shebashtar is telling me that it's a kosher shtar and it's an edus that they're not ktanim. I why Teisves says the loshon anan tzadi, that is not gishmak. Or be more gishmak, she will say that it's an edus. The Torah says, the reason Teisus says the Anansadi, Lu Yitzuyo will not be Anansadi, so will not be Eidu Shebeshtar. When you learn Gittin, you know, the Gemara says, how you know Shtar is good? Lechotzif inish de Ziyufe. So how you might see Mohammed with the Eidim? The Lechotzif says that is Eidim. How you know that the Eid is a kosher Eid? Cheskes Kashas. So you might see Mohammed with Cheskes Kashas? Not. Cheskes Kashas says that it's Eid. Val anan tzadi, that people are not machtim, ktanim, v'psulim, so b'meile it's a din edus. Or b'nada the chazoke wins. I wanted to be clothed when we live in this chalek, that we have two drochim how to learn, and this yesoy that tases giboido in the sugya, that is edim, and migu cannot help against edim, or because it's the migu against that chazoke, he's so stark, he's like edim, or it's the migu against the edus shebeshtar. The edus shebeshtar said that the ksheirim, this is Teisus's kasha. So b'meile, I'm not a good Teisus kasha. So what the Gemara says that in the Reisha the Neman b'migu to say ktanim anusim, stoch migu neged eidim, migu neged eidim. This is Teisus's kasha. Now that we have Chloris Teisus kasha, we'll try to learn what is Teisus terms. So hashtarke kasha. How migu helps against eidim? Yeshloimah. כיוון שיצריכו חכום עם קיום, הוכל חושב כלל קיום, מה שאומרים כסב יודינו זה. כיוון דאינו גופיו עם בתוך כדי דיבו קטלים האנוסים. אבל לכמון חשבים לכשתי הידים, כיוון דכבר מקויימו, שכסב יודם יועץ ומוקים אחר. בוא לזה תרץ. בוא לזה תרץ. He asked the question, how do you believe? It's me going to get הידים. בוא לזה תרץ. בוא לזה תרץ. So the words of Tesis is, while the star is not mekuyim, it's not considered migunegadeidim. Right? These are the words of Tesis. You understand Tesis thoughts? Mechura. So I want to be magdim before we go to try to explain. Lefidat Tesarosh lemoshel, I would never understand Tesis thoughts. I don't think it's the way in the world to understand. Where was the eidim? Yosef, where was the eidim lefidat Tesarosh? What? Where was the Eidim of Tesis that is not Ktanu? What was the Eidim? Lefit Tesarosh, what was the Eidim? What? Where the Eidim that said that they're not Ktanu? No, Lefit Tesarosh. Chazokin, what is the answer? Is the Chazokin that they're not Ktanu? What is the answer? Try the answer, no? What is the answer? What do you mean it's not a Miganeged Eidim? It's right to Miganeged Eidim. Chazokin says they're not Ktanu. You want to say Ktanu? Shakrim! Shakran, they are Ktanim. Shakran, the Eidim say they're not Ktanim. It's vital me gonna get Eidim. It's vital. You can't answer Tesis Lechura. Well, we might be can it. Baruch Hashem, Tesis Rosh doesn't say Tesis Teretz. He says a whole andere Teretz. Ashur b'fnei atzmai. What Tesis Rosh answered. We'll get to that. I'm just trying to show we have to live good Tesis Kasha to come to Reb Chaim Giboido. So I'm trying to explain. We have a Tesis Kasha. Oder Hazayidim, Oder Hazayidim. And Tesis has to come with a Teretz. And the Teretz has to come to that it's not considered Miganeged Eidim. The Teretz has to come to that it's not considered Miganeged Eidim. This is the words of Tesis. That it's not Miganeged Eidim. And we have to know why. Like the motion of Tesarosh is not an answer. So Tesarosh is left with the kasha of Tesis. And he says a whole different shikl deira. We have to know what he means. I'm saying it's very schwer what he means. We're leaving it now. We're back to the Tesis. Tesis says it's not called Miganeged Eidim. Why? Val the shtar is not Mekuyim, it's not called Miganeged Eidim. I'm asking that these are the words of Tesis. This is the way you learn Tesis parts? Okay, so the second I want to ask you a kasha. Lom again, now slowly. Tamelach. Tesis says that it's not Miganeged Eidim because the shtar is not Mekuyim. I want to divide it to two chalokim. It's like normal. Here, if it's Mesudah, you can go to Mama. First, I want to ask you Pshat and Tesis. Why the shtar is not Mekuyim? Chazal said they need a kiyum. What Chazal meant when they said they need a kiyum? Why you need a kiyum? Why do you want a kiyum? Why do you want a kiyum? What? Who said what? Maybe what? Maybe it's a cut. So kiyum is you come, you say the age? No, no, one second. I never learned like a pshat. Kiyum is to say the age of the... That's, I want to know why you need kiyum. Only mezuyif. I'm asking or not? Kiyum is to say the age or to say mezuyif? What? Kiyum is to say that the age? No. You take a different shtar, you see the signature, you mash it. What do you know? There's only one thing in the world that you know, that it's not mezuyif. I'm asking you, why Chazal needed a kiyum? What they were choishish? Why Chazal needed a kiyum? What they were choishish?
The first shtar, the first
time. If people are not mezuyif, they'll be matzach kiyum? I'm promising you that not.
Only thing, eventually that star is Mekuyim.
So I didn't say eventually and not eventually. I'm asking you a shaila. Why Chazal need Kiyum? Chshar Ziyuf. Only Chshar Ziyuf. Is the way to learn the Torah different? Is it sad that you need Kiyum, not mitzvah Chshar Ziyuf? You have to know that this is the signature. I don't understand. If it's no Chshar Ziyuf, you don't need Kiyum. Bemele fragt sich die Postlasse. So let me a minute, let me get weiter. Let me but I want the Chochmen Storis is if you want to be a bookie in the Sugis. No Berg. Exactly. Kiyum is to know that it's not Mizuyah. I need to know that it's a signature. Luya Tzuya, people are never Mizayev. Chazal will need Kiyum. Man, look at the people are not Mazayef. Chazal will need kill? Avadanisht. Avadanisht. Maskim or not? Now this person says, Ksav Yodeinu Huze. It's Mekuyem? Yes. Migu Neged Eidim. What Tesis answered? Tesis asked the Kasha, it's Migu Neged Eidim. Because the Shtar is made that they're not Ktanim. So Tesis, we are Shleim, our cave, and they said, Ktanim Vanusim, Loichoshiv Kiyum. Why Loichoshiv Kiyum? The Shtar is Mekuyem. I know that it's not Mezuyev. What is the pshat and taste of Teretz? Teretz is asking a kasha. Migu neged eidim. Let me gain. We will chaf in the mamakim from the sugya. Teretz is asking a kasha. Migu neged eidim lo yamrinen. V'yeshloima. It's not considered migu neged eidim, but the shtar is not mekuyim. What is Teretz's answer? We don't know yet. Teretz Rosh Taki doesn't have a Teretz. He has a different Teretz. Teretz says it's not called migu neged eidim. Because the shtar is not mekuyim. We'll go back later to understand what Teretz's answer. Who is trying to build up what Teretz says? That it's lo yichoshiv kiyum. The man that doesn't consider eidim, the man that the migu works. Why is the Choshev Kiyum? Why is the Choshev Kiyum? Zogt Reb Chaim in Sefer Achidush. And here's a shaila how to understand exactly Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the beginning said he has a tzad to learn like this. Be'anusim o'inu, so they're saying that it's not their signature. It is. It's their handwriting. It's not their chasime. It's not their chasime, it's the handwriting. Zog Reb Chaim, okay, this will work on anusim. Ktanim already is in ishgishmak. Ktanim is my signature. I didn't sign on the alvoy. It's my handwriting. Zog Reb Chaim, but it doesn't work. Zog Reb Chaim, I have gemores, this Reb Chaim has geirushin, even because of lilo yisvelo ilovo. The Eidim say, zeksav yodeinu, but the person was planning to write it. He asked me to sign, and in the end, the wind came and took it away from him, and it's also his name. So we see, even though it's a signature, it says, zeksav yodeinu, aval kosav lilo yisvelo ilovo, Zog Reb Chaim, and there's a lot of nusachos. We'll take one nusach. Shach and Aviezri says a andere nusach. But Reb Ochber, shh. Zog Reb Chaim achidush. Kiyum shtores is not only to mekayim de chasime. Kiyum shtores is not only to mekayim de chasime. Kilashoinoi. Kiyum shtores. You have to mekayim the shtar. Now, avad it's a modnezach. It's a modnezach. Again, no one can say that this is what he meant. I want to explain. To learn it alone, it doesn't make sense. There's no small in it. It's chidushim atzumim to say like this. Pash is the chshash vos chshash ziyuf. If lo yitzu in the world would never be a chshash ziyuf, chazal would not be matzach kiyum shtores, afilu lefi Reb Chaim. The only one matzich kiyum because the chshar ziyuf. But when they said that you need a kiyum, Chaim himself, till he got to that, maybe like this, maybe like this. Chavish can breire. It's raisim gemores. That the gather is that you need a kiyum if the shtar. We need a kiyum if the shtar. You only know the signature. You don't know nothing else. You come. I know. It's Reuven's handwriting. He's 13 in 2 days, yeah? I don't know if he signed when he's 12 and almost 13. It's the same way. Doesn't have to be that. He's 40, yeah? I know the signature. I don't know. I don't know if it was a gun or not a gun. I don't know. I just reckon the signature. Yeah? He doesn't look nervous when he signs. It's the signature. I don't have to know how exact the signature looks. I don't know the Malve, the Leuven. I don't know who they are. Maybe he's a cousin. So what is the pshat? The pshat is, avada they wanted a kiyum to know that this is the signature. Oh, but the gather is, chazal, when they metaken, I'm saying in one nusach, I think Ibnochem gigang is a nusach. When chazal metaken kiyum shtores, they don't stam say, come maiden pictures. Chazal shtel. They say the shtar is nish mekuyim, you can't rely on the shtar, till someone will mekayim the shtar. Now, how is mekayim the shtar? By saying that this is the signature, not the age, only the signature. But the pshat is a zeh. Kozman, we don't know that he signed, so we don't have an edus on nothing. We need edus on everything. How we will have edus on everything? If he signed, the shtar is made on everything. So Be'etzim, we only need him, lat, but it has, this musach has to go in. He only is made on the ksaviyat. He's not made on more from that. Oh, but the gather was, don't say edus on the picture. Say edus that the shtar is a good shtar. How I say that the shtar is a good shtar? If he signed, it's a good shtar. Where is the nafkamina? When B'toch Kedei Dibur, I'm saying, it's grade his handwriting, but he was a little kid. So I was never Mekayim the shtar. That Lu Yitzuyer, the kiyum that was needed was only on the signature, and was not a din to Mekayim the shtar. I was Mekayim the shtar. It's not, more from that is not Negev. Maybe later we can say TV, but Mashiach came when I'm coming and saying, they need kiyum ashtar. There's no Eidus. Bring back the Eidus. How normally you bring back the Eidus? You bring back the Eidus by saying, it's the handwriting. Oh, so all of the Eidus walks in. Here, I'm saying it's the handwriting, but. So, Val Peshaos HaPashita, I was not Mekayim the ganze Shtar. So, Mele, the Shtar is not Mekuyim. The Shtar is not Mekuyim. As they learned Reb Chaim, Pshat and Tesus. B'meila, this shtar is not mekuyim. So why we have to say peshoasa here? Zanker Baruch Ber. Okay, so the shtar is not mekuyim. No finish. So the mishnah is good. Why it's peshoasa? The Gemara called it peshoasa. It's a in between two mishnah. It's a peshoasa. Why you have to say peshoasa? Now why you have to come peshoasa? The shtar is not mekuyim. So why in the ratio the neman? Because the shtar is not mekuyim. Why you have to say peshoasa? What? Because Lu Yitzir would not be Peshaosa, Zohar Baruch Ber. So when I said Ksav Yodeinu, the Shtar became a Shtar, now you're trying to stop it. Too bad. Well, but again, I'm not Chayza for my Eidus. I already said the Eidus Ksav Yodei. They don't have to listen to my rest. I want to explain. Let me explain it a little bit more clear. When I say Ksav Yodeinu and I don't know who is the person, I don't know if he's little, if he's a Kor, if he's... Not based in assume that I know. When I say Ksav Yodeinu, I don't need to know more from handwriting. I only need to know the handwriting. Beis Din will take the rest and will do it on their own. They not think that I know if what is his age. They don't think that I know the Metzias. They think that I'm saying Ksav Yodeinu. And this brings the shtar. Just what happens when I say Ksav Yodeinu? The whole shtar comes back. B'toch Kedei Dibur, I said that the Ktane. Without the Din of Peshaosa, so Daniel, you only could hear the osa with the heater together. We hear Ksav Yodeinu. Now you can't be choiza b'toke the dibur and say anusim. You're not choiza from your edus. When you said Ksav Yodeinu, you didn't say if you know if they're anusim or not. You could say that you don't know. We do the rest. When I say Ksav Yodeinu, but listen good. I hear what you're asking. You're wrong. I'll explain to you. No. Aval avada is okay baruch ber. Avada, you need peshaosa. The Gemara calls it peshaosa. We're learning Mishnah is the peshaosa. This was the last 2 days kashas. This Mishnah is in between Mishnah is the peshaosa. We can't forget the Iker. A minute. Let me lock this close. Chazal want me to say that this is the signature. When I come and I say I recognize the signature, I know age. I know Koivim? No. So how it works? Signature and all the Eidus comes back up. Now I say, Avol Anusim Ayinu. So what of Anusim Ayinu? Well, you have Choyza from the words Ksav Yodeinu. So, if without the Din of Pesha Osa Pesha, Toch Kedei Dibor, I could say he killed, he didn't kill. Ksav Yodeinu, no, it's almost Ksav Yodeinu. It's similar, not the same. Then I could say that. I'm saying Anusim, what else that I'm saying Anusim? What else that I'm saying Ktanim? I said Ksav Yodeinu, it brought back the whole shtar to the picture. I have a shtar, now the shtar is a good shtar. You're right, that, again, the three shlovim. Teisa says that it's not a shtar mekuyim. We're asking why. I know that this is the signature. The answer is, when they needed a kiyum, it's not only that Mizuyev was shaking, the whole shtar is shaking. And they need a kiyum and the whole shtar. Just you do it with the words of the signature. You don't have to talk and you don't have to know psulim, ktanim, vanusim. You don't know and you don't have to know. But, when you say Ksav Yodeinu, the shtar gets back the picture. While you say that it's a kind of Ksav Yodeinu, that anusim, so we accept that it's a Ksav Yodeinu, vanusim. The mele, we don't have a kiyum. B'meila, we don't have a kiyum. Well, we, like we said in Rashi before, that Pesha also, that we could hear it like that, it's only if it's B'tochi L'Dibu. On them, it doesn't become a part of the Eidus. We have the same thing in the Rashi. This is the Avone Apshuta in Tesis. I think everyone got the Avone Apshuta. Klo? Now here the Kasha starts. So if someone will ask you a Kasha in the Reish of the Mishnah, why is believed to say Ksav Yodein Avalanusim? What you will answer? Why is believed in the Reish? Why is believed in the Reish? How you will answer? Val is no kiyum. Val is no kiyum. So what is the matter of the shtar? It's a shtar she'einu mikuyim. Ask him. So someone will ask you now. We finished the tesis. So why are you naming in the Mishnah? Because the ma'aseh, the shtar, is not a mikuyim dike shtar. Klo? Azei, asach, understand that Reb Chaim meant. The shtar is not a mikuyim dike shtar. This is why you learn tesis. We explain it. You have to come to the Bishasa because on them that will be considered a kiyum. We explain it, yeah? So the kasha is. The kasha is, if dosi the pshat, lechaure, the reisha of the Mishnah, the reisha of the Mishnah, doesn't have to have a migu, right? The reisha of the Mishnah has to have a migu or not. No shaykh is the migu. Lama Neman, we'll take the next tesis. Tesis asks on the sefer of the Mishnah why they not believe with a migu. Look at the next tesis. The lehemne b'migu di boya amre poruahu. The kevon. The Mikuyamu have a migu b'makimeidi. The oit. Look at the next tesis. Tesis asks a kasha. Tesis asks a kasha. And the sefer of the Mishnah, why you don't believe them with a migu? They could have said perua, stop. If you don't have a makimacher, they would come say perua. The guy would not have to pay. Why they don't have a migu? Why they don't have a migu? What's the answer to this? Why they don't have a migu? So this is three terutzim. One teretz migu neged edim, but I need the last teretz. V'oy de b'shtei edim lo yamrin en migu. And two edim you don't say migu. Frek tesis, why in the ratio you name on the migu? Why in the ratio you name on the migu? Are b'trei edim you don't say migu? So this is migu di boyashaski. To plan what to say, it's hard. But to keep quiet, it's easy. So two people could plan together to say, to be quiet. Frag the world. Lefi Reb Chaim, the reisha is not migu. The shtar was never mikuyim. Taisa says in the next Dibur HaMasril that the reisha is a migu. The migu, BMS, Taisa in Babakana in Beis, as is the kasha. Why in the sefer they don't have migu? He says betrei edim lo yamrin en migu. A big tesis and it's zaymem akhoshe tesis that you say be edim you never said migu. Freik tesis ask me from ksuvis that you tres yeshleim al dir it's not a kiyum. It's no shaykh is the migu. Tesis mo bekam says the Reb Chaim. I'm based on Mudbeis. So tesis don't ask me or you say that betrei edim you never say migu. I think mo bekam ksuvis. וישם דלא שייך מיגו אלא בעדם אחד אבל בשתי עודם לא שייך ועוד דהומה בפרק בייס דקסו ושניים מחסום על השטר היי לב מיגו שאין השטר מסקיים אלא על פיהם והפה שאוסר הוא הפה שאיתר כי נאמרין אין אוסם בהי פירקה היי לב מיגו אלא שהשטר מסקיים על פיהם והפה שאוסר הפה שאיתר אבל לא שייך אסת מיגו אבל תסס ביוס קורס את מיגו This is by us causing migu. Frag the world, the b'chaim is so close. Again, we started. Teisa has a kasha, migu neged eidim. And we understood that the answer has to be that val the shtar is not mikuyim, migu neged eidim helps. Now we asked, what is the pshat? Why is it not mikuyim? Reb Chaim explained. After you explain, you don't have to come to migu neged eidim. Now, not only one Pesach. Stasis weiter, and Dibur HaMasr Machmas Nefoshes. The Hobereshe, look at Tesis HaMasr Machmas Nefoshes, we have to get later to the Tesis. I'm in the middle of the Tesis. The Hobereshe de Ike Migu Neemonim. The Reshe is Ike Migu Neemonim? The Reshe is working with Migu? More from that. Tesis Yutesu Mudalev, this is the Raya Shein Aleo Tshuva. Tesis Yutesu Mudalev says, state in the Mishnah that Migu helps. Muchach that Migu neged Chazoke helps. Hoche Mashma de Leamrinen Migu Mim Chazoke. Vele Rabbonon Amrinen. State in the Mishnah that Migu helps. Reis Chazoke Leinu Chosim Al Ashtar. Tesis answered that it's not Niskayim. Tesis says, our sugya is mucha that migu neged chazoke helps. So no chazoke neged mechoisim al ashtar, elem kenase begodl, so why the migu helps in the reisha? Raya, migu neged chazoke helps? Here they were never mekayim the shtar. It's mevuer in Tesis that we are working with migu. So I want to be maimi, the seder advorim. The seder advorim. What is the Seder Advorim? What is Seder Advorim in Tesis? Tesis asked the Kashe how Migu helps against Eidim. What is the Eidim? We had the Sarosh's Eidim and we had the Rishonim's Eidim. And the Tesis, while the Shtar is not Mikuyim, Bepashtes, Migu Negen Eidim helps. Why the Shtar is not Mikuyim, Migu Negen Eidim helps. Again, if you taste a rosh, we said it's not an answer. Why the shtar is not mekuyim? Reb Chaim said what he said. Lechoure, fregen da achroinim. We explained if Reb Chaim need a peshaosa. But after that, you don't have to come to the migu. After the peshaosa, the shtar is not niskayim. And these are the words of Tesis, but we come in base on mudbeis. Tesis akash betrei edim lo yamirin el migu. I love mishu migu. Oshna Tesis. Elo, I love mishu migu. I love Migu. Sheina Shtar Miskayim Alpim. Abba Shreb Chaim. But in our taste for Sim, all the next taste for Sim, when they will mention our Mishnah, taste says that it works with a Migu. More from that, I will tell you. Tirib Nochem said it like this. Taste has a kash in Migu Negadadim. Taste that answer for Yeshloimar, here's Bichlana the Parsha of Migu. It's not Mashma and Tesis. He had a kash in Migu Negadadim. Yeshloimar, it's not Negadadim, don't worry. Not that he's choice that it's Bichlana not working with that Migu. Mashma that he stayed with that. And I'm saying the biggest raya is Tesis Yutesa Mud Aleph. Tesis Yutesa Mud Aleph says, Ar Suges Muchach, Lemais is a Chazoke, how the Migu helps. Raya Migu Negadim, it's not. But it's a Chazoke. So this is Migu Neged Chazoke. Where is the Migu Neged Chazoke? Where is the Migu Neged Chazoke? There's no Migu. The Shtar was never in the sky. I suffer from one more little kasha. Look at Loshna Tesis Alein. I think it's a whole line that we have to raise. V'yishloimar keivan dechachoyim etzichu kiyum hocha lechoshiv klal kiyum ha-shoimim sav yodeinu ze keivan de'inu gafi amri toch kidei dibu ktanim o'anisim ha'inu. If it'll be up to us, we'll stop here. What is this last line of Tesis? Man, what is the last line of Tesis? Avol lekamon chashvin lekishte eidim keivan shekvar mekuyim. Shalom aleichem. Tesis asked the kasha, it's eidim. Tesis never switched, it's eidim. Just here, he was never mekayim it. So Aval did that, it was miskayim, it's Eidim. Shalom Aleichem, this we know. Tesis asked the kasha, it's Eidim. Who said? Nafutes. Yishloim abayros, tzlecho shivkiyu, because he said the nektanim. So they were never mekayim it. Aval did it, say it, v'meil it dinema. Aval osom, aval osom. It's already miskayim, so avad osom miskayim, already it's Eidim. Again, we have to know. Under learning Reb Chaim, Azayim Mashmi Reb Baruch Ber, it's Bidin that is Leichos Shivkiyum, and you need Pesha Osar, and you don't need more from that. Avada, you need a Pesha Osar, but it's Leichos Shin Migu. And I, the Losh, Reb Nochem, like, again, Zayin Amira, Reb Nochem like his Kashi more from all the Dikdukim, not from the next days, the next days, the Tzurev Teisves, the Imtema Migu Neged Eidim, and he said, let him to write like Mubikame, Hai Lai Choshim Migu. The Shaila is, If we could say the Apshat to Miyashiv, and then we have to see Teisarosh learned from the Kasha, never learned from the Teretz, because the Shittos was no Teretz, and he said, I am the Teretz.